Oh, hi there. I was just working on one of my inventions here. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but you can call me Whit. And this is Odyssey. Hey, let's see if this thing works. Whoa. Hold it. Okay, so it needs a little more work. But that's the exciting part, because you never know what you'll discover along the way. Oh, don't take my word for it, though. You can find out for yourself when you come along on today's Adventures in Odyssey.
Whit is hard at work in the Bible room. That's usually the perfect place to start a big adventure. And today is no exception.
Whit! John Avery Whittaker!
I'm back here, Tom. Hi.
Oh, hi. Every time I come into this Bible room, you got something new on display. Now, what's this contraption you're working on now?
Well, I'm calling it the Imagination Station.
Looks pretty complicated. What's it do?
Oh, it's like a lot of other things around here, just a way to get the kids to use their imaginations a little more. What are you up to? You know, you were calling my name like you needed something.
Well, as a matter of fact, I do.
Huh.
I need your help.
Oh? What's the problem?
Well, it's more, who's the problem? It's this new boy in my Sunday school class.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he gets real antsy while I'm trying to teach. It's downright distracting.
Antsy? In your class?
Uh-huh.
Why, you're one of the most interesting Sunday school teachers in Odyssey.
Well, it's nice of you to say that, Whit, but doesn't make any difference with this boy. His name's Digger. Digger Digwillow. I've talked to his parents real informally about it, and they have the same problem at home. They can't get him to read his Bible. Say they've tried everything, but all he says is...
Let me guess. It's boring.
Right. I've tried all kinds of things with him, but haven't had any success. I thought maybe you might be able to help, what with you being a whiz with the kids and all.
A whiz, huh? Maybe I can try this imagination station out on him. If it works the way I hope it will, Digger Digwillow won't be able to complain about the Bible being boring ever again. He'll have his own experience to prove it. You tell Digger to come in if he wants, and I'll see what we can do.
Thanks, Whit. I will.
Are you Mr. Whittaker?
That's me.
Mr. Riley said I should talk to you, and the girl downstairs told me you'd be here.
Oh, that was Connie, and she was right. You must be Digger Digwillow. Welcome to Whit's End.
Thanks. What is all this stuff? Some kind of museum?
Oh, it's all part of the Bible room. Exhibits and inventions to help kids bring the Bible to life.
The Bible. You got any comic books around here?
No, we don't need comic books in the Bible room. You don't care much for the Bible, huh?
It's all right, I guess. It's just that it's, well, nothing personal, but I think the Bible is kind of, you know, boring.
Boring? King David, Samson, Elijah? Boring?
Yeah. I mean, I know all about those guys, and, well, I like my comic books better.
Oh, comic books have their place, but they don't really compare to the Bible, especially since the Bible is true. You think you know all the stories, huh?
My dad went through our Bible at home, and he tried to pick out the interesting ones.
Then I suppose you know the greatest story in the Bible?
Probably. Which one are you talking about?
The story of Jesus.
Oh, yeah. I've heard it. He taught people, and they killed him and stuff.
Oh, it's not as simple as that, Digger. Maybe you don't know it as well as you think you might.
Uh-oh. Here it comes. What are you going to do? Sit me on your knee and tell it to me?
No. I've got a better way.
My parents make me listen to books on tape, and they don't work.
Well, I have something even better. This.
This thing? What is it?
Looks
like one of those old time machines in the comics.
It's called the Imagination Station. It's one of my latest inventions. Just climb in, press a couple of buttons, use your imagination, and anything can happen.
Anything? What kind of anything?
That you'll have to see for yourself. Here, let me program it first. You see, Digger, God gave us a wonderful gift when he gave us imaginations. With it, we can visualize and experience exciting adventures. Adventures in the Bible or in books or even those we make up on our own. our imaginations can make it seem like we're really there. Oh, that's what this imagination station was created to do. Help your imagination help you. There, it's programmed. Now, climb in.
Mm-hmm.
Sit down.
It won't do any good, Mr. Whitaker. This stuff puts me to sleep.
I don't think so. By the way, just let me know if it gets to be too much for you, and I'll turn everything off.
Too much for me? I don't think so.
Well, I'm going to close the door now, and you push that red button when you're ready to start. Oh, and Digger.
Yeah.
Hold on tight.
Hold on tight? I don't think I'll need to hold on tight. Hello? Mr. Whitaker?
Push the red button, Digger.
You mean this one?
Launch procedure commence. Warp speed.
The great Mokku spread their arms on the rope. A person on a cry of pain. Hosanna to the Son of God. Blessed is he who calls the sick with me. This is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth of Galilee.
That's it? Mr. Whitaker! I've been in baby strollers that were better than that. How do I get out of here? Whoa! What is this?
Out of the way, boy! Out of the way!
Hey, watch it!
Can you see him? Can you see him?
Good grief! It's a Saturday traffic jam in the Bible room. Who are all these people? Mr. Whitaker! Mr. Whitaker! Excuse me, mister, but your camel is drooling on my shoes.
Quiet, lad. Here he comes.
Here who comes? I can't see anything. Oh, I hope it's Mr. Whitaker. Excuse me. Pardon me. Out of the way, please. I'm looking for Mr. Whitaker. I know this is some sort of trick. Excuse me, lady.
Mind your manners, boy.
Oops, sorry, mister. I thought you were someone... Never mind. What kind of place is this? Guys with long hair and robes? I saw something like this in Ben-Hur. Mr. Whitaker! Oh, good. A breakup ahead. Pardon me. How did he get this road in the middle of Wits End? What is this, a Bible room parade? Come on, Mr. Whitaker. You've been taking lessons from Disneyland. A man on a donkey? All this fuss for a man on a donkey? Okay. Hold everything. I want to know where Mr. Whitaker is, and I want to know now.
You! Boy, out of the road!
You want to be trampled? Get out of the road.
Ow! Hey, let go of my ear!
What is the matter with you? Don't you know better than to stand in the middle of the road?
I was trying to...
I didn't ask for an argument. Quiet. Show some respect.
Here comes the master. Lord, Messiah, Hosanna! Hosanna!
Where are your parents, child?
I don't know.
Oh, you're lost. Oh, it happens so much during Passover. This city is too small for so many people. Come back to my house.
But,
No discussion. I will contact a man who knows many people from many cities. He may be able to help you find your parents.
What? Are they lost?
Not them. You. Now come.
This is your house?
Yes. You, Belus?
Yes, mistress.
I know you're busy with the Passover preparations, but please find and bring Quintus to me immediately.
Yes, mistress.
Now, please, make yourself comfortable.
This house is incredible. It's just like the house I saw in a Hercules movie once.
Hercules? Who dares mention the name of a pagan myth in the house of my mother?
Ah, John Mark.
Hello, Mother.
I was going to call you. I have a lost child.
So I see. And a strange-looking one at that.
Who are you?
I am John Mark. Who are you?
Digger. Digger Digwillow.
Digger Digwillow. A strange name to match your strange clothing. Is this a new material?
It's not new. They're jeans.
From Rome?
No, from Levi's. Levi Strauss.
Ah, a Jewish tailor. I should have guessed. Fine craftsmanship.
Look, guys, I appreciate all your help, but I'm not buying any of this. Mr. Whitaker paid you guys to dress up and act like this, right? It's like one of those tourist villages. All of this is on the back lot of Wits End.
Mother, do you understand anything he says?
No. But he has been speaking like this since I found him wandering in the middle of the road. Maybe he's sun-stricken.
Okay. You guys get an Academy Award for best performance in a funny trick.
Digger, is everything all right?
Mr. Whitaker, where are you?
Who is he talking to, Mother?
I don't know.
Oh, I hope Quintus gets here soon.
Digger, are you ready to come out?
He must be outside. Nice meeting you folks. Keep up the good work. That must be the door out.
Mother?
After him, John Mark. I don't want him running loose if he's lost his mind.
Right. Wait. Digger, Digwillow. Wait.
What happened? Where am I? Who turned out the lights? Oh, I must be back in Mr. Whitaker's invention.
Digger.
Where are you, Mr. Whitaker? I must have dozed off. Where's that red button? I want to get out of this thing. Oh, good. Mr. Whitaker. Hey!
Ha! Just what do you think you're doing in that closet, Waif?
Closet?
I'm tired of you beggar boys sneaking into our kitchen and... Wait a minute. You're the lost boy Mistress Mary found 3 days ago, aren't you?
3 days? It was a couple of minutes. Huh? I must be dreaming.
Eubulus, what is the commotion? You'll disturb the master's Passover celebration. But why, it's Digger Digwillow.
Just Digger, thanks. Will somebody please tell me what is going on?
We should ask you the same question. You rudely disappeared 3 days ago, and now you turn up in the closet?
I cannot figure any of this out.
John Mark, we must tend to the master.
Of course. Digger, I can only suspect that you're not a little lost boy, but a young beggar in need.
No!
We're a charitable house, but you must work if you want to be fed. First, put this robe on. We can't have you seen in such strange garments. I don't want anything to disturb the master's Passover meal. Go on, then. Put it on.
All right, already.
And once you've done that, you may help me serve the bread and wine at the master's table. They're up in the upper room. Come, quickly.
Yeah, I'll play along. Maybe I'll find Mr. Whitaker.
You take the bread.
Got it.
Come on. And whatever you do, serve quickly and quietly. Not a sound. It must be as if we don't exist.
No problem for me. But I still don't know where I am.
You're in my home.
Yeah, but where is your home?
Jerusalem.
What part of Odyssey is that?
Odyssey? I'm not familiar with a city by that name.
I hope Mr. Whitaker is paying you a lot of money for this.
There you go again, using strange words. I don't know about a Whitaker or an Odyssey. You are in Jerusalem. It's the Passover. My master and his disciples are celebrating the Passover feast beyond this door. Of course, if I were older, I would be numbered with them.
Jerusalem. Passover? Look, I don't get this. Wait. Your master and his disciples?
Surely you must know of him. Everyone in the land has heard of him.
I'm not sure who you're talking about.
Oh, you must know. I'm talking about Jesus, the Christ, our Messiah.
Jesus?
Don't go away. Today's adventure in Odyssey will continue right after this. And now the conclusion of today's adventure in Odyssey.
You're telling me that Jesus is on the other side of this door?
Yes. What an honor for us. You see, my mother and I are believers, and...
This is a dream. This has got to be a dream.
It seems like it sometimes. Imagine serving Jesus here. But come, we must take in the bread and wine.
Aside. Let me pass.
Judas, where are you going?
You call him Judas?
Yes, Judas Iscariot. I wonder why you left. Follow me, Digger, and remember.
Not a word, I know.
This very night you will all fall away on account of me.
Take the bread to the master at the head of the table. I'll pour the wine.
That's the man on the donkey.
Yes, the Messiah.
I will go ahead of you into Galilee.
No, even if all fall away on account of you, I will never fall away. I'm ready to go with you to prison, to the death.
I tell you, Peter, today, yes, even tonight, before the rooster crows twice, you will deny that you even knew me 3 times.
No, Master.
Peter.
The bread and wine. Thank you. Take. Eat. This is my body.
Come on, Digger.
I want to stay.
We can't. This is a very important time for them. Come.
Did you see him? He took the bread from me.
That was your job.
But he looked at me. His eyes.
My words exactly. Come, we have more work to do. I guess you were hungry.
My mom and dad promised me a hot dog and a milkshake at Wits End, but I never got it.
I don't understand these words you use. Hot dog, milkshake, Wits End.
John Mark, I've been thinking about it, trying to remember what happens next.
What happens next?
Oh, with Jesus. I thought I knew the story, but I don't.
Maybe my mother is right. Maybe you are with fever.
Maybe I am. I've never seen anything, anyone like him. When he looked at me, I felt like...
You felt like he was looking inside of you.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how it felt. Like he was looking inside me.
Many have said the same thing.
But it was more than that. It was like he was looking inside me. But looking with... Oh, I don't know.
Love, Digger. When he looks, it is as if he looks with a very sweet love. Like being held close in a soft, warm blanket.
Can we go back upstairs? I think I'd like to see him again. I promise not to talk. I just want to look at him.
Well, we could, but you won't see him.
I won't? Why not?
Because they've gone by now. Eubulus is probably cleaning up the table.
They're gone?
Yes. After the feast, they plan to go to Gethsemane to spend the night. There's a garden there that
John
they...
Mark!
What? Well, what's wrong?
Don't you know? Don't you understand?
Know what? What should I understand?
The Garden of Gethsemane. Come on, we have to go.
But why?
It's an emergency. Believe me. Come on, you have to show me where the garden is.
Slow down, Digger. This is the garden.
We have to find them.
I'm convinced now. You are out of your mind.
Why is it so quiet? Did we miss him?
No. They said they'd be here the entire night. Over there. See? The disciples are sleeping. Now, please, tell me why you're so panicked.
Where's Jesus? I don't see Jesus.
Well, maybe he's sleeping in another part of the garden. Come around this way, but quietly. I do not understand you, but I do not wish to disturb the master's sleep.
Do you see him?
Yes, there he is. He's praying.
But not my will, but your will be done.
I have to warn him. I have to talk to...
Quiet, boys. I know the wrath of the temple guards.
Is that him? We have to be sure.
I don't know. Ask Judas.
I told you, the one I kiss is the man. Only then should you arrest him.
Wait. Wait. He's moving towards his followers. Now is the time.
What about those two boys?
Hold them here. They might get hurt.
What is this? Judas, what are you doing?
Keep your mouth closed, boy.
Let me go.
Everyone stay where you are.
Put your swords away. He who lives by the sword dies by it.
Judas, do you betray the Son of Man with a kiss?
I don't believe it. Judas!
Am I leading a rebellion?
Let me go! You can't do this!
Mind yourself, lad, or suffer the consequences.
Digger, what can we do?
Jesus of Nazareth, by the authority of the Sanhedrin, you are under arrest. Take him!
Please, you don't know what you're doing!
Put away your sword.
Let me go!
Come back here, you!
This is where they've taken him, I'm sure of it.
It's a palace. Look at all the people.
Yeah, it's the home of the high priest of our temple.
What will happen to Jesus here?
Well, they'll question him. Lord willing, they'll let him go. Are you all right, Digger? You took a valiant stand against that soldier. The confusion allowed me to get away.
We shouldn't have run away. We should have stayed to fight. Protect Jesus.
Alone? The disciples ran too. And what weapons did we have? You couldn't bite all of them.
We should have done something.
Maybe we still can. Come on. Wait, look. They're at the door. Peter and John are talking with that servant girl. That must be where they've taken the master. She's letting John in.
Peter's staying behind.
John's family is well known to the priest. The servant girl is probably under orders. But I know this place. There's another way for us to see.
Shh. Listen. Peter's talking with the girl. Let's get closer. Maybe we can get in.
I'm not letting anyone in. I don't know. All the temple leaders are in there. It's pretty important, I guess. You can go over there and warm yourself by the fire if you want. Strange happenings. Everyone dragging themselves out in the middle of the night for this Jesus fellow. They never done that for anyone else that I know of. You're one of them, aren't you? One of his disciples.
Oh, no. I'm just a friend of John's, that's all.
Did you recognize that? Your face now?
Yes.
You're one of the...
Come on. We have to see what's happening to the master.
Now, where are we going?
This way, up these stairs.
Let's go.
We must stay quiet. If we're caught, they'll put us out.
Okay, okay.
Yes, what is it?
I was at the temple when this man Jesus caused a near riot when he said he would destroy the temple.
Destroy the temple? That's right. Was anyone with you who also heard this?
I had a friend with me, Zephaniah. He's sitting right back there.
You there, come forward. What's your story?
My lord, it is, as you have heard, the man Jesus said that he would destroy the temple, yes. Oh. But he would also rebuild it in 3 days.
Rebuild it? Yes. Is this true?
I don't remember him saying anything about rebuilding the temple.
Yes, yes. He threatened to destroy it so he could build another one.
It wasn't like that at all.
Maybe hope.
Yes. Why? What's going on?
According to our law, the testimony of two witnesses must agree or they cannot be used.
The important thing is that we agree about his claim to rebuild the temple in 3 days. Yes. Well, Jesus of Nazareth, are you not going to answer the testimony these men are bringing against you?
Why doesn't he say something?
I don't know.
I charge you under oath by the living God. Tell us if you are the Son of the Blessed One. Are you Jesus of Nazareth, the Christ?
I am.
He's done for.
Why?
Blasphemy. He's claimed to be the Son of God.
Yeah? So?
Well, anyone who claims to be the Son of God should be put to death.
Death? No! They can't! We have to stop them!